You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Radio show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist, and producer of the award-winning film, STEM the Movement. You know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point. So this share and teach. We would experience a more productive world around us. And so my special guest is one of those beings that looks beyond herself, and also a being who seems extremely selfless in sharing of information, in her sharing of her talents and her gifts. And tonight, you get an opportunity to have a sneak peek on her purpose. So please, would you be so kind, give me a virtual hand clap welcome to my special guest tonight, Charlie Jordan Brookins.
Hey, Mara.
Hey, sweetheart.
How are you? Okay, can I tell you how much I love motivation? Like, that is it right there.
Thank you. Holy Spirit dropped it in my spirit, and I've been excited about using it ever since serving it on social media. And so I'm excited about this conversation for multiple reasons, Charlie. One, you're my sister friend. You've been doing big things for quite a while. I mean, you're one of the movers and shakers, and not only in Hollywood, but in the kingdom. Of course, I've known you since we were dancing on Faithful Central's dance troupe back in the day, FCBC in the house. But you're also my Chicago sister, and this
Absolutely.
New venture, you're a certified personal trainer, and you've just launched Fit Through Faith. And our topic, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is Fit Through Faith, Have a Healthy Holiday Season. And so tonight, Charlie, I want to allow people to just kind of eavesdrop on some of the tips and the nuggets that you have on your heart to share with us to help us live longer, have more productive lives, and just simple ways that we can just kind of add things or subtract things to be a more rounded person in that. So I want to jump right in, and then we'll take a couple of detours along the way. But let's jump right in. Can you I'm sure you probably have some tips for us during this holiday season, because I gained a lot of weight since Thanksgiving, and then, of course, I'm on birthday vacay, and then we got Christmas coming up. So share with us some information that can help us kind of whittle that middle.
Let's talk about it is the holiday season, right? And so this is not a time when people want to think about dieting and deprivation, right? This is a time when people want to think about celebrating. And that's important, right? Because it's an important time of the year. And especially, the number one tip that I always have is remember the reason for the season. Right? The reason for the season is love. The reason for the season is God's gift to us, right? But love is the reason for the season. So it's really about connecting with family and friends. It really is about spending time catching up. And it can be kind of a darker season for some people. And so it's important that we don't spend the season alone, that we reach out and touch. And so, you know, I mean, I lost my grandmother during the holidays. I know what that's like, but we were also surrounded by family. And so it's so important that we not, you know, think about this as a season of deprivation and dieting, but of celebration of life and celebration of love. So if we focus on fellowship and friendship and family versus food, then that's the number one tip. So, yes, we're going to have family celebrations. Yes, there's going to be parties. Yes, all of these things are going to be happening. But who do you need to catch up with? Like, what conversations do you need to have? What updates do you want to give? Think about those things when you're thinking about the celebrations that you're having versus the food. So that's where
that's
we begin.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, let's savor that one for a minute.
I'm tasting it. I'm like, friendship, fellowship, and family instead of food.
Food, yes.
That's
so that's
simple to remember.
Focus.
That's good.
And then the second thing is, I call it pleasure planning, because sometimes planning is like, you know, organ reject for people. So I throw pleasure in front of it. Because ultimately, you know, as Benjamin Franklin says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So planning is just important. And so how do you navigate planning over the holidays? So I know we all have our, you know, our Google calendars and everything is electronic, but I want to encourage you to either print out your December calendar or just, you know, get a blank one or, you know, just grab one from Google. Put every date where you have an event or a holiday or, you know, put a big red smiley face on it. So there's a party there, there's Christmas, so you have all of your, you know, all of your events with a big red smiley face on it. And those are the days that you choose to enjoy. Those are the enjoyment days. But here's the thing, look at all of the other days. Look at all of those other white days where you're going to choose to be healthy. You're going to choose to drink water. You're going to choose to eat more vegetables. You're going to choose to move your body more so that you can truly make a choice to enjoy those smiley face days.
I love it. So, Charlie, so the concept is so that we don't feel deprived, allow ourselves or give ourselves permission by calling them by calling it pleasure planning. So the little the red smiley face is our permission visual to say, yeah, you may overindulge possibly on that day or those 2 days in that week, but those other five, move more, walk, take the stairs more, pick an apple instead of that brownie or that calls my name. I don't know about you, but instead of the brownie that calls my name, go ahead and pick up that apple or that banana. I want to unpack it a little bit because there's the first statement that you talked about in terms of the fellowship, family, and the friendship instead of food. What is one of the simple ways that a person can actually put that frontal lobe? I know you just stated it that, you know, think of the reason for the season. How can I, because I have friends that call me for lunch around the holidays because they're off of work. So how do I navigate the lunch outing with the family? Because I'm doing the family or I'm doing the friend and I want a fellowship, but they always want to do it over food. So what other place can I do it?
You go
suggestion?
For a hike. You go for a hike. You go for a walk. You say, let's take a bar class. If you want, park, play.
Yes.
Think of other active activities that you can do that don't involve food. Or even if you go to Starbucks, get, or, you know, a coffee place, then make sure that you're getting, you know, a tea.
Yes. But you know what? You just said something that's really, I don't even know why I didn't think of that. I used to, in California, a lot of times I'd call a friend and say, hey, let's connect. Let's just go for a walk in the park. Because you know what I found? When I walked in the park with my friend and there were no other distractions, you know, the cell phone wasn't in our hand, people weren't walking up to us, we weren't in a restaurant where we had to chew and then stop talking, we had a quality, like, 40-minute walk and talk that we actually bonded more. It went deeper.
Yes.
The connections did. I think that's awesome. So have heart days, basically, with our friends and our family. Choose to do things that's good for our heart and our
Absolutely.
Body. I love it. Excellent. Just had to ask you. I was like,
yeah,
so
no, that's a good one.
That.
And then, and again, plan on what you're going to talk about. What do you need to catch up on? You know, if you have all of those, you know, things that you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited about this meeting we're going to have because I have these things to share and I want to find out what's going on in your life in these things. So then it becomes, you know, there's an excitement that has nothing to do with food.
Love it, love it. One of my girlfriends, Claudia, she calls me when she's on her treadmill, and I adore that because she's multitasking, catching up with me, but she's doing something for her body. I said, girl, I'm so jealous, but that's a good thing to do, to call people while you're working out if you can.
Absolutely.
Okay. Had to ask that question because this is the time where people are literally going to get tons of invitation because people are off of work or they're on, you know, on their holiday break. So we've got fellowship, family, and friendship instead of food. Make that our focus. We have pleasure planning, and be sure to put something bold or bright like a red smiley face on those days so that we can give ourselves permission to have pleasure on those days, but then do something for our heart or our body for the rest of those days to balance it, basically, right?
Absolutely. So I don't believe in cheat days. I only believe in choice days. You have a choice to indulge.
Say that one more again, honey.
I don't believe in cheat days. I only believe in choice days. So you have a choice to indulge, and don't feel guilty about it, right? We go into shame and blame, and then that shame and blame leads to day two.
Yes, because
day three.
You're right. Yes, because when you feel like you're cheating, you're sneaking, and you feel guilty for it, which then piles on another thing. Oh, that's good. Well, you
and we're
put
adults.
That on a T-shirt.
Like, we are adults, right? So you can choose to enjoy food. God gave us food to enjoy, right? He wants us to enjoy good health. And oftentimes we sabotage ourselves because we go into these guilt cycles, and that leads us into the darker places that we can't get out of and we get stuck.
Yes. Thank you for that. That's very good. And you're right. We grown. I'm a grown woman.
Right. You're like,
I
can eat this if I want to.
I had that brownie that I had last night. I didn't cheat. I chose it.
Absolutely. And maybe it chose you too.
It did. Call my name. I told you. Chocolate calls my name.
Hilarious.
Okay. I'm serious about my chocolate, but we're not going to digress.
No,
I'm not going to digress and stay on my chocolate because then I'll go into withdrawal. So share with us another tip that we can do during this holiday season.
So the third tip I call snack like a snob, because here's the deal. We're going to go to a lot of parties, and there's going to be a lot of food. Now, some of that food is everyday food, you know, like chips and dip or, you know, things that we can have any time of the year. So what you want to do is you want to focus, rate the food that are nines and tens, the foods that are special, the foods that you're only going to get on the holidays. Those are the ones that you want to put on your small plate, okay? Let me emphasize. You start with a small plate. And then you only put on those things that are like nines and tens. Be a snob. I don't have time for broken potato chips. Like, I don't have time for that. I want the caviar. I want those special things that are going to make this holiday special so that, again, when you eat, make it an event, make it an experience, not just, you know, shoveling, you know, whatever's on the table in your mouth. So that's what I call snack like a snob. Focus on the best.
Ooh, I love it. Do a small plate. Because if we get a big plate, we're going to feel the whole circumference of the plate. So that's first. Get a saucer, not a huge plate. Get a saucer, and then focus on those things that are, you know, that are going to, you know, kind of really jazz you
absolutely,
so that you're not just snacking without being aware. I love that.
And grab and go. So you grab it, and then you go find that friend that you need to catch up with. So the last
and
thing you want to do
near the
is
table.
Hang.
Don't hang near the table. A snack snob. I'm going to be a snack snob.
Yes.
I love your little phrases. They're cute. You've got to do some memes and some T-shirts. I'm a snack snob. What's that? A snack snob. You ask Charlie Jordan Brooke.
Only the best for me.
Only the best for me. I love it.
Awesome.
Excellent.
So I've got three more tips. So the fourth one is hydrate. Now, of course, we know hydrate. But it's especially important during the holidays because, you know, sometimes there's some extra special spirits that are involved in
yes.
the parties. And so not only do we want to front load your water, and because you don't, the later you drink water, the more you're going to be up at night, and we want you to sleep. So we want to front
yes.
load. So in the morning, get that lemon water, you know, half squeezed lemon with some water, because that helps get your detoxification going, helps, you know, get your metabolism boosting. And then before you go to the event, make sure you drink like 8 to 16 ounces of water. It starts to fill you up already, starts that digestion
okay.
process, and so that you're already not going like famished and like, oh, like whatever's there, I'm going to eat. And especially
gotcha.
If there is a plan to, you know, to enjoy a spirit or two, set your
mm-hmm.
limit before you start, right? We're not having three
That's
glasses
it.
Of eggnog. Let's say
right.
this is what we're going to have, and then have water in between. Slow
gotcha.
Down.
To break it up.
And
okay.
yes, and especially, you know, again, 8 to 16 ounces of water before meals is actually, research has linked it to weight loss. So we want to, you know, again, we're not, like, focused on losing a ton of weight over the holidays, but we are focused
right.
on at least maintaining and,
good.
You know, and making sure that we're healthy.
Yeah, and, you know, you just said something really, really good. Water, because our body's made up of so much water, the more water we drink, like you said, it does end up causing, as a positive effect, weight loss.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases,
yeah.
you lose weight. But it also, because you're, like you said, hydrate, you're looking at clearer skin.
Absolutely.
You're looking at, you know, just feeling better. Because
energy,
I know my
mood,
muscles,
yes.
energy, yeah, my muscles get a little stiffer when I don't have enough water in my system.
Yeah.
So all of those things benefit us, and I think it's a smart way to kind of put it when you said that if you happen to celebrate with some libation during the holiday season, do water in between. Set the limit
yes.
first
right.
and do water in between so that you can not only pace yourself and slow yourself down, but you're hydrating so that you don't have any adverse effects as a result of your celebratory situation.
Absolutely.
Or libation. And so, Charlie, we're going to hold your last tip. We're going to hold your last tip so that we can take a pause for the cause and do a little station identification. I want to remind you guys that you're listening to OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show. My special friend and guest today is Charlie Jordan Brookin. She's a certified personal trainer, and she's giving out tips. We have some more tips to share and some a bigger, better conversation about some holiday things that we want to share with you. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, feel free to do so at 347-324-5246. The number again is 347-324-5246. You'll press 1 to enter our queue. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up, the number 2 magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back to OMG. I'm Mara Gayle, your host of OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show. And my special friend and guest today is Charlie Jordan Brookins. And we're talking about the vision that she has been given for Fit Through Faith. And she's generous to share some special tips to kind of help us out during the holiday season where it gets to be really challenging. So, Charlie, you've shared, I believe, 5, and we've got another one that you want to share for the holiday tips?
Yes. Actually, I think we have 2 more. So there, we did 4,
oh,
and we've got 2 more.
Okay, perfect.
So the fifth one is called being a power player, and this is what I talk about in Fit Through Faith all the time. And a power player is someone who looks for every opportunity to move. Because the reality is that, you know, sedentary lifestyles are killing us. Let's just be straight
mm-hmm.
up. You know, they're linked to Alzheimer's. They're linked to, you know, increased risk of heart disease, all of these things, because we're just sitting way too long. And being a power player, again, you look for every opportunity to move. So you don't find the closest parking space, right? You find the farthest parking space so that you can add more steps in. You look for steps instead of elevators if it's, you know, obviously not 10 floors, but you want to look for those opportunities. When you're at work, you set an alarm so that you can stand up every hour and move around a little bit. You move your garbage can to the other side of the room, so you actually have to physically get up to do that. You schedule lunches where you have to walk. You have 10-minute breaks where instead of sitting in a meeting, you do a walk and talk break. You stand up when you're on the telephone. You fidget. You clean your house. You cook. You look for every opportunity to move. You don't sit. Don't just sit down and watch television. You march while you're watching television, or stretch, or do things that, again, remind your body, remind this beautiful temple that God has given you to keep building, to keep moving, to keep giving you energy, to keep allowing you to make your epic impact on the world.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I want to unpack that so much. But we've got a caller that I believe may want to comment on what you're actually saying now. So I want to give them an opportunity, and then I'll pick it back up. So, caller, if your last four digits are 5662, you're on live with Mara Gale and Charlie Jordan Brookins.
Well, good afternoon. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. This is Dr. Demita Johnson. I just want to say, I love the power player because you know what? I am sitting too much now, and things are starting to spread. And so now, when I'm watching TV, I need to march, I need to march and do all that. But this is so good. I mean, I've gotten so many good tips today. So I just want to call in and say this is some excellent information.
Well, praise God. Thank you for joining.
Thank you so much, Dr. D. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Don't have Dr. Johnson D. Look at you like, why are you marching in the middle of the so-so, babe? You know, we married. I want to keep it all in the right place. I'm marching to the beat of being cute for you.
Yes, taking care of my temple. That's what you do.
Okay, taking care of my temple. Oh,
that's
I love
right.
it. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
All righty.
That's awesome. You're welcome. I absolutely adore that, Charlie. You know, one of the other nuggets that stood out for me is the garbage can move. I wouldn't have thought of that because, of course, I'm thinking keep the garbage can close when I want to toss it in the trash.
Yes.
It just goes right there. But you're right. Power players look for the opportunity to do better, to be better. And so that's a part of the power player. If you move the garbage can, you're going to walk to it each time you go. And I love the, you know, I knew about the parking spot, and I really try to do that. But now that I've relocated back to Chicago, I am not going to prophylize and be struck down. I will not be parking far from the building. Howsoever, I will make sure that I park on a side of the mall that my store isn't on so that I can walk to the other side indoors.
Absolutely.
To the store. So you just gave me that nugget. I can do that, and then I can I take the steps instead of the elevator when I can. But I totally dig that. These are simplistic. You know, I love to share with our listeners simplistic tips and tools that they can do now. They can do today. They can start implementing tonight or tomorrow. And these are the kind of bite-sized nuggets that people can chew on and cause them to not only be healthier and to prefer, you know, preferably live longer or possibly live longer. And then you also mentioned that because people aren't moving as much, heart disease, of course, is on the rise.
Yeah.
And we know that a lot of that's linked to a sedentary lifestyle as well as Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
The more active people are, either in movement and or with relationships to friends and family and a community, we know that that tends to decrease the effects that dementia or Alzheimer's could set up. So thank you so much for that tip, especially for those of us who have Alzheimer's that runs in our family.
Yeah.
It's a great way to kind of
counteract that, counterbalance that to ensure that we've done all we can to make sure that that's not our fate. So thank you for that.
No, absolutely. And it's like it's a burden that we don't wait until somebody makes us do something. We don't wait until the doctor tells us that. We don't wait until someone we lose in our lives to trigger us to make a change. It is my heart's desire that we get it now. And we can get it now by making small, measurable changes. And again, we don't have to uproot it. We just have to make small changes.
Yes. Yes. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, so
and
you've got one more tip.
One more tip. So the last tip is slow down, right? You know, this is the last month of the year, and we're gearing up for 2018, and we're going to talk about 2018, have all kinds of stuff to talk about for that. But really, this is a time to savor the season. So this is a time to breathe. You know, we are stressed out. We do too much. We, you know, especially as women, we are, you know, the nurturers. We give, we give, we give, but we don't give back to ourselves. And so we need to spend that time for self-care to just slow down. And part of that is just breathing, just doing that 4-7-8 breath. Put your feet on the floor, breathe in for 4, hold for 7, and breathe out for your, through your mouth for 7. So in for 4, hold for 7, breathe out through your mouth for 8, I'm sorry. That kind of cleansing breath.
So it's called a cleansing breath, and you said put both feet. Okay, so if
both feet on
in
the
a
ground.
Chair,
and actually, Dr. Andrew Weil, you know, I call him Santa Claus. He's an amazing. He used to be on Oprah all the time. This man has the clearest skin I have ever seen. But, I mean, you can Google it. It's called the 4-7-8 breath. And, again, you put your feet flat on the floor. You breathe in through your nose for 4.
Okay.
You hold for 7. And then exhale through your mouth for 8.
Exhale through the mouth for 8. You know I'm taking copious notes on you. Thank you very much.
And if you do that like 4 times, you oxygen comes in, your body settles, and oftentimes when I'm just feeling stressed out, I will just stop on a dime and do the breathing. Because again, we want to get that cortisol out. We want to release, and connect with our body so that we can make clear decisions. Because when we're stressed out, not only do we compromise our immune system and our digestive system and all these other and our reproductive system, all of those things happen when we're in chronic stress. But we need to think clearly. We need to be able to connect, most importantly, with the Holy Spirit. And that breathing centers us so that we can reach out and connect with what our next move is and how we're feeling.
You know, I love that you add this too, because most people think of, not eating or, limiting the amount of food. And of course we think of movement, but we very rarely think of recirculating what's already inside of us, the oxygen that's at the bottom that never gets an opportunity. I'm a big proponent of deep breathing. I really do. Yeah. I didn't know about the 4-7-8, but I use this, it's called sound sleep solution. Mm-hmm. And so there are deep breathing exercises that end up relaxing different parts of my body prior to going to sleep, but it's really deep breathing. And it's about a 20 minute exercise that I do while laying down. Mm-hmm. And I believe with all my heart and soul, that's why I don't get stressed out, why I don't carry stress, and why people don't, they just don't get to me like that, because I'm in control of it when I can just exhale out what's bad and then inhale in the peace, inhale in the comfort, inhale in the power to own my day, my night, and my sleep without any distractions or interference. And I know my husband's probably listening, honey. See, Charlie says we should deep breathe too.
I know
he laughs at me when I do my whole deep breathing, but I enjoy it and I feel amazing. So I'm so glad that that's a part of the tips and tools that you wanted to share with us today.
Yeah, and the other part of slowing down is also chewing. Slow down your eating. Like, this was huge. Like, when I hit 50, my little middle was starting to grow, and I was like, what? Even being a vegetarian, and even where it was, there it was. And so I needed to make some changes, because as we age, our metabolism slows down, we lose muscle mass.
Yes.
It's a fact of life. You have to make changes. You can't stay the same and expect to stay the same. You have to make changes. And one of the big changes that I made was to slow down my chewing. Now, there's research of the yin-yang on it. Number one, it actually, you digest your food better. You absorb your nutrients better. You actually, for the most part, end up eating less food because it takes 20 minutes for your brain to recognize that it's full. So when we're shoveling food in our mouths and then go back for seconds and it's only been 5-10 minutes, we don't even know if we're hungry. So we think it's possible that we could have eaten twice as much food as our body even needed. So when you slow down, you know, the research says 30 to 50 times. My thing is just chew more. Just slow down.
Gotcha.
My thing is I chew it to a liquid because when it's a liquid, your stomach doesn't have teeth, right? So if I chew it down, then all the nutrients are going to be absorbed. If you're not chewing your food, you're not even getting all the nutrients of the food that you're eating because your stomach doesn't have teeth. So it's so important that we slow down, and then you'll realize, oh, wait, I'm full. I don't need to even eat this big old plate that I already made for myself, let alone get seconds.
Yes. Yes. Slow down and breathe deep. Slow down for your breathing. And say, if you initially started, I believe, with a phrase like savor the season.
You know, savor the season.
I think that's really easy to remember. Savor the season. And if you're savoring the season, then you're also savoring the substance that's going inside your body.
Yes.
You can savor the sound of your voice when you're breathing in and out. And
yes.
savor the fact that you're taking in peace and releasing the stress. I mean, that concept alone, to know that I can breathe out or exhale out the cortisone that's causing my belly, the midsection, to expand and be bigger, you know, it's empowering, you know.
Yes.
So if you're looking at few calories on the scale or in your clothes, know that there are opportunities to rid yourself of that. And I heard once someone said, you know, they're not losing weight, they're adding life.
Yes,
you know,
it's not about weight loss, it's about life gain.
Exactly, adding life, life gain. Absolutely. Love it, love it, love it. So I want us to continue this conversation. I'm not going to take our second break right now because this is really good information, and I would love to allow them to get as much of you as we can. And if we have to, we'll take another break. But if we don't, we'll stay the course, because you also have some information that we can use for setting ourselves up for success for 2018, you know, or even better, how we can be effective this last month of the year.
Yes, because this is the key time to don't wait till January 1st to make some plans, or December 31st to write a long resolution list, because you're already setting yourself up for failure.
Okay.
So this is a perfect time to do that. And the biggest tip, and this is, you know, part of the purpose of Fit Through Faith, is connecting your faith to your whole body fitness. That's where the adventure begins. Because oftentimes, over 90% of diets fail, and they fail because they're short-term success, yes, but they fail long-term because they're based on deprivation or packaged food, but most importantly on willpower, which is limited. Spirit power is available in abundance anytime we need it. And that's where we begin. We begin with Psalms 127:1. Unless the Lord build the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless we start from spirit, until we start taking responsibility for our temples and actually recognizing that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, when we make that connection, then we want to make choices that are going to fuel our body. We want to make choices that are going to actually give us energy and creativity and confidence to boldly do all that God has called us to do. But that's the beginning.
No, I love it. But let me do this, because I would love, before we even continue on, going into this, the more in detail about our spirit and the power that we have, can you share with our audience where Fit Through Faith, how it was born? Because I think the phrase is in itself, it's self-explanatory, but there are layers to that phrase, Fit Through Faith.
So yeah. share with our listeners where it came from, and then I'd love to hear what you'd like to do with it, because I've got listeners from around the world that tune in, pastors, first ladies, friends, leaders in our community, and there may be opportunities for them to partner with you or
yes,
you to
no,
share
absolutely.
Your information with them. So why don't you give us a little station identification on what Fit Through Faith is and why or how it came about?
Sure. You know, actually, it came about in 2006. I was working in the industry, and I was feeling very disconnected with my current job. I didn't like – my spirit was not happy. I was newly married, was trying to have children. You know, all those things were going on, and I was really like, okay, Lord, I need to know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I started to take these faith walks, and I took the earbuds out, and I was just walking. And I was like, Jacob, I'm not going to stop walking until you bless me, until you tell me – what I'm supposed to be doing. And
love
so I just kept
it.
Walking and walking and walking. And then one day the Holy Spirit spoke and said, my people are dying. That was a breath moment for me. And I had to unpack that. And I was like, okay, Lord, I don't know what that means. What do you want me to do? And the vision for Fit Through Faith began to pour through me. And I honestly couldn't write it down fast enough. You know, it was really about connecting faith and fitness, and then building from there. Starting with power, and then purpose. And there's 8 steps, but it starts with, you know, again, connecting to unless the Lord builds a house, connecting to where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. There's freedom from food addiction. There's freedom from self-sabotaging thoughts. There's freedom from all of these things. And my children, in order for them to be called to their greatest purpose, they need their health to support it. So this is about purpose-powered weight release. But more importantly, it's about getting into your service-sized body, not being skinny.
Hold it.
But
say that one more time.
Yes.
Getting into your what?
Your service-sized body, which is that size body where you can be of greatest service to God in the world. That is the ticket. And when you're in it, you know it because you're connected. The only thing, you know, if you think about, I know I'm going to say a lot, you're going to say, I need to unpack that. But it comes down to this golden triangle. You have spirit, mind, and body, right? And spirit's on the bottom because spirit supports everything. So if you look at if spirit's on the bottom and mind is on the right side, you want to get to a point where the only thoughts that filter through your mind are what God says about you or what Spirit says about you. So all that self-sabotaging stuff, it doesn't penetrate, right? Because you are in such a relationship that the only thoughts you have are thoughts for your future, that you are more than a conqueror, that you're an overcomer, that you're blessed and highly favored, that you're royalty, that you're redeemed. Those are the only things that you think about, the things that are true and lovely and of good report. That's the only, everything else is a lie, and you can't even hear it. It's burned before it gets to you. So you ignited that. And then on the other side, when you think about body and mind, well, first of all, spirit and body are already connected, but we haven't made that connection yet because our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So spirit and body, our bodies are made perfectly. Our bodies are like biocomputers. They know how to maintain 98.6 degrees. They know how to heal themselves. They know how to do all these things because God created us like beautifully complex and fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's already done for us. So that connection is made, but then we muck it up because and it's not our fault, all of our fault, because of, you know, government policies and what's available to us and all of that stuff. But I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but I want to get back to this whole triangle.
I am loving it, because see, what you're not getting is I am going to have you come and speak on a couple of those different things. So I may not unpack it all now, because I'm already tracking you. I'm tracking you going, oh, yes, we'll unpack that later. So continue. I am loving this. This is so, helpful.
I'm going to finish the triangle. So the triangle finishes. So we know that spirit and body are connected because our bodies are temples. We know that spirit and mind are connected because we know what God says. We know who we are in Christ. So all that other stuff is lies, and we don't have time for it. But here's the magic. The magic comes when mind and body are connected. When you're so connected with your body that the only things that you crave are the things that your body actually needs to survive, the things that your body gives your body energy, water, fruits and vegetables, food from God's abundant buffet, whole, clean foods. So all of that extra sugar, all of that, although we may indulge occasionally, it's not what is controlling our cravings. Because we're so aligned with what our body needs that our mind only craves the things that are best for it. And that is when you get to your service-sized body. When you have all three of those aligned, your service-sized body just happens. You don't have to focus on weight loss. You don't have to focus. You just walk in your calling and in your purpose, and the weight will come off because you're walking in purpose.
Oh, I love it. You said a phrase in there. You eat the foods from God's abundant buffet.
Yes.
I'm tasting that, and it is
yummy,
so darn
goodness.
Delicious and good. And I'm savoring it because I'm going to have opportunities, and my listeners are going to have opportunities to choose something that you know are connected and aligned with what Daddy God would have you to have. You walk into a coffee shop or you're at the airport, and I'm in the airport a lot, and there's so many restaurants, Charlie, and there's bacon smelling just going through the air like the cartoon. You can almost see the smoke of bacon in the air.
Yes.
But you get into the restaurant, and now I'm going to be thinking God's abundant buffet, and I'm going to see the banana, and I can go, I choose this banana because it's going to serve me better, and I choose that bottle of water, and I choose that bran muffin instead of the bacon sandwich with croissant and the cheese and the egg, because I know that I'm en route someplace that may have some foods that's marked red on my calendar to be able to not have a cheat day, but to have a choice day. So I can cut back and, or not even cut back, I can add value to my body and my life on those days and in those ways without the restriction, without the frustration. That is a very tasty nugget. I'm so glad you shared it that way.
And you can enjoy it. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, I have to have the banana. It's like, yummy, I'm going to have energy, and I actually enjoy bananas. If you don't like bananas, don't eat a banana.
Grab something else.
the buffet is so ridiculously abundant, so colorful, so vibrant, so energizing that you just pick the stuff you like.
I'm tasting this show. This is a tasty show. All the acronyms should have been about the senses of taste, the sense of taste. I am absolutely enjoying the information that you're sharing. And thanks for doing the drive-by at the Golden Triangle, because I think that is
we had to make a pit stop.
Yeah, we had to, because our body is like a biocomputer. You know, I think about the hairs in my nostrils because, you know, when you sneeze, it's because something was either in or trying to get in that shouldn't belong. How God created our eyelashes on the lid of our eyes so that things wouldn't get into our eyes that aren't supposed to be there. How the inside of our palm is soft versus the outside of our hands is a more different kind of a texture. He created us in such an awesome way. And if we give our bodies what it needs, it works right, which is why, and I'm going to just do a little station identification, why there's more sickness, more cancer, more dis-ease than ever before because of all the pesticides and all of the unnatural things that are not only being promoted but are intentionally being put in our food that cause us to be sluggish, that cause us to want to take advantage of all the pharmaceutical commercials that we hear on the television. And it's not an accident. It's done by design. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist. And there's information and there's facts about, you know, how we're being intentionally poisoned. You know, who, for example, and I'm going to stop after this, but for example, on the tube of a toothpaste, if you look at the back of toothpaste, it says, call poison control if swallowed. This isn't a foot cream or a hand cream. This is something that goes in your mouth. But I'm only mentioning that to let people know you have to be conscious, you have to be vigilant, and you have to try to put things in you that are better for you. And I know, Charlie, you've got some information also about, you know, having the secret sauce to sustainable health.
Yeah.
As well as how to set ourselves up for success in 2018. So we'll definitely have you back for some of the other things, but I'd love to hear either some of the last month things that we can do so that we don't have to wait until that New Year's resolution.
No, absolutely.
Buried.
Well, one of the key things is for everything is having what I call a big, bold why. If in order for you to have success, you need a reason why. You know, oftentimes we say, our whys are weak, basically. I want to lose weight because I want to go to my 25th anniversary event. So you're going to deprive yourself, and you're going to get into that dress, and then as soon as it's over, you're going to put on more weight than you had before you started this adventure. Your big, bold why has to be red hot, and it has to be bigger than yourself. Because you and myself, you will let yourself down because it's okay, and that's okay for you. But you have to; it has to be bigger than you. Like, for example, for me, my big, bold why is my children are 7 and 10. So when when they have children, I'm going to be likely in my 80s, right, because I had my kids late. So I want to be able to move like I do with them. I want to be able to run, roll, dance, party, whatever it is, with my grandchildren when they're their age. And in order to do that, I need to be about the business right now. I need to be feeding and fueling and moving my body in preparation for that. Another part of my big bold why is medication free. I work from home, so I see all those pharmaceutical commercials. And it's like, no, I will not be part of that 80-90% of, you know, adults over the age of 60 who are on some form of medication. I won't. That's not going to be me. And you have to make changes now in order for that to happen. And certainly fit through faith is a big part of my big, bold why. But it has to be something that's exciting and hot that gets you moving every day, that gives you a reason for being in your best, or at least better health.
I also love your way of phrasing it so that it's an excitement. There's something to look forward to. Because when you tag on to, oh, I have to, or, you know, put this on the calendar in black and white, you know, but making it a big, bold, red hot why, it's salacious. You know what I mean? It's appetizing. If somebody tells me, oh, would you like a hamburger? Versus, hey, I'm making a cheeseburger with this Gouda cheese. I'm also, instead of putting it in a bun, I'm going to wrap it in this nice crisp lettuce, and I'm going to actually put a little bit. You know, when you hear it told to you like that, you get to pick the temperature in which you like it. It sounds better. And you've now taken that language and translated into a language that is also exciting and salacious and tasty, tingling our ears that, of course, should hopefully cause our mind and our stomachs to growl at the thought of it, because mine is right now. And I also just want to remind our listeners, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and ask Charlie a question or make a comment about the show, please feel free to do that. The number is 347-324-5246, 347-324-5246. Press 1. And you'll be entered into the queue. Okay, Charlie, go ahead and share. I know you've got a couple of tips for us for 2018, and I want to help people set themselves up for success. So let's just be like a sponge and just allow it to run out of you.
Awesome. So the next thing is, when you're setting goals, don't set more than 3, because oftentimes we set 10 goals and we put a little bit into every bucket, and then we get nothing accomplished. If you want to set one goal and then achieve it and then add another one, it's not that you can't add more in later in the year, but don't start
That's
the year
cool.
with more than 3 goals. And I usually look at, you want a purpose goal, so something in your purpose, and if you don't know what your purpose is, then that's your goal. The goal is to seek until you know. And then the second goal is in the area of nourish. It's how you feed your body, how you take care of your body. Where do you want to be a year from now in terms of how you look and how you feel? And then the third one is what I call an action goal. It's like, how do you want to be moving differently. You know, do you want to run a 5K or a 10K or something that motivates you on a movement? So if you look at those three goals and just put, you know, look at a year from now, where do you want to be, and then break it down. It's not a result. You don't want to say, I want to lose 20 pounds. That's a result. That's not really a goal. The action is, I am going to drink more water. I am going to eat more vegetables. Or, let's be specific, I'm going to eat one more vegetable every day this week. That's a SMART goal. That is specific and measurable and action-oriented and realistic and time-bound. This week, I am going to eat one more vegetable every day. Keep doing that, and guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to be moving into your service size body without really doing a lot, but focusing on that. I'm going to drink 8 ounces of water before every meal this week. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut out one soda every day this week. And I will tell you, sugary beverages, that's where 47% of the added sugar in our diet is. So if you can just cut down, I'm not even telling you to cut out yet, that's next.
Right.
But if you could just cut down on the sweet teas, and not just the soda pop.
Right. It's juice.
But
it's sweet tea.
Yes.
It's coffee. It's my caramel macchiato upside down,
yes.
No foam, extra drizzle. It's that.
Yes. It's the fruit juice. all of those, that the sugar content, because, again, the difference between a whole fruit and fruit juice is fiber. So you can eat fruit without a problem because it has fiber, which helps the keep your blood sugar steady. Fruit juice does not, and it spikes your blood sugar, and that's why we have this, you know, as Dr. Mark Hyman says, a diabesity epidemic.
Wow.
So it's so important, again, to make those goals actionable, measurable, and not to set too many.
The obesity epidemic.
Yeah. Mm.
There's a,
I wish that was mine, but that's his. But it's so.
It's good.
Right.
It's worthy
good.
It's to
yummy.
Be passed
it's
on
worth
and
sharing.
Chewed up and shared. Yes. When something's good, you want to share it. That's good. Oh, I love it. You know,
so
you,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to jump into the next one, but go ahead.
I was going to say, you mentioned this service size body. And so I know when you come back, I want you to unpack that even more. You know, I can just tell you could have been like a dam bursting forward with that phrase. So I want you to know, I definitely want to have you come back on for part two, so that we can empower the people and tingle their ears with what's going to be good for their heart and their body.
Yeah.
So keep going.
Love that. So this is another, so sugar, sugar. So here's the thing, you know, we were built to evolutionary, from an evolutionary in terms of how our bodies were built, to like sugar, because sugar also is energy, right? So it's natural for our bodies to crave sugar on some spectrum, but it's the kind of sugar that we crave. We, you know, hundreds of years ago, they didn't have all this crapola sugar that we have. They had naturally occurring sugar, like carrots and onions and fruits and all of those things, which are still available for us. But again, we walk in these convenience food comas instead of having clean eating clarity. And so we have to start clearing out this added sugar. It is taking our lives. It is fueling diabetes. It is slowing us down. It's fogging up our brain. It's insidious. There's an acronym that I didn't make up, but I don't know who did, and nobody does. But it's one that is very clear. It's called cut the crap. And crap stands for cut the crap. C stands for carbonated and sugary beverages. We've got to cut down on those, and I already talked about that. The
I don't
R
need to
is,
drink them. I'm so glad I gave that up.
Yes, you're already through. Excellent. R is for refined flours, and, of course, that's going to be everywhere in our baked goods. And again, those refined flours, our body basically receives them as sugar. There's no fiber. So it goes right to our blood system, spikes our blood, and then we go on these sugar roller coasters, which is a longer story, how we crave more sugar, and we can talk about that the next time.
Well, and then when people eat bread, they don't realize how much sugar is in a slice of bread.
Exactly.
You know, they think they're reaching for something that's better for them, but if you look at the packaging, there's sugar in it. But go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's the A for?
So that's the R. The A is artificial sweeteners. I know I'm too close to somebody's house.
Stepping
I know
on
I'm
people's
knocking.
Toes. You know,
exactly.
You know you're stepping on somebody's toes, girl.
But I'm telling you, the research is so clear now about artificial sweeteners, because artificial sweeteners actually are sweeter, 10 and sometimes 100 times sweeter than
yep.
sugar. So even
yep.
though you don't get calories, your
you
body still receives sweet, and it still takes you on that roller coaster that ultimately you crave more sugar. So you think you're doing something, and then, again,
mm-hmm.
there are words you can't pronounce. There are words that are not,
mm-hmm.
you know, that God did not create. So your
right.
body starts to figure out what to do with it. Like, what is this? And eventually it does, because our bodies are brilliant. But it
yeah, and it adapts and
adjusts. Yeah.
But it off-puts something else, right?
Absolutely. And so
we don't
want that.
This is just a question. Stevia. Is stevia
yeah.
more of on the natural side versus
yeah.
the artificial sweeteners? Okay, great.
Yes, so stevia is more absolutely more on the natural side, and I think, you know, it falls in the same category as honey and maple syrup,
okay.
except, you know, obviously stevia is a zero calorie. I always
yeah.
encourage people not to lean on stevia because, again,
uh-huh.
you want to get food, you want to get sweet from its natural sweetness as much as possible,
yes.
because that's how your body's going to receive it the best.
Okay, great. So give us the
last
got,
P, the last
crap,
not least,
which
is
C for carbonated, R for refined flours, A for artificial sweeteners, and B
or ingredients,
P
period.
Is for
P,
what?
P
ingredients,
is for processed
period.
Food. P is for
yes.
man-made processed food. So processed food, the 75% of processed food contains some kind of sweetener. So
yeah.
if you read labels, and next time we'll have to talk about being radical label readers, so you can write that down because that's another one that's so important, but we don't have time for that. But processed food has so much sugar in it, and again, we don't even know it because we don't read the labels.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's hidden because the words that they're using for sugar are not words that we know. There are 52
That's
different
true.
Names or 56 different names of sugar. So oftentimes
oh,
there are like six forms of sugar in something and you don't even know it because you don't know what those names are.
Charlie, I want to drink your brain right now, but I don't have time. And my audience is probably sitting on the edge of their seat going, no, give me more good stuff. Okay, so let's do this because we've got to end the show.
Yeah.
I would love for you to share with our listeners how if someone's interested in securing you to speak at their church, their conference,
sure.
their retreat. I know you ministered and spoke at MegaFest 2017 on greater service through greater health. You've also
yeah.
done some things in Los Angeles churches and also with Cedric Bailey's show, Rejoice.
Yeah.
And so we know you have an MBA from UCLA undergrad. And so we're excited that you have so share with our listeners how they can reach you. Also, one of your best way for them to follow you on social media, because I'm sure you're giving out tips on social media, correct?
Absolutely. So, yes, my
share
my
that
web
with them, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Awesome. My website is fitthroughfaith.com, and through is THRU. And if you go to fitthroughfaith.com, there's actually a pop-up, and you can get my free radical label reading guide, like, right away.
Wonderful.
So you can get started on a journey before we even connect. So that's available on my website. My Facebook page is Fit Through Faith. I would love people to like and follow that. I also am on Instagram at I Am Fit Through Faith. And then I have a group. So if you're like really hungry and you want to get in and you want to do challenges and you want to, you know, be engaged, then my group is the Fit Through Faith Village. It's a closed group, but I will absolutely approve, you know, anyone that signs up today, I will know that you're coming from OMG and that you are already approved.
Oh.
And I would love to have you be a part of the village. And again, you can reach me through the website, or you can direct messenger me through any of the social media sites, because I definitely have
Perfect.
A burden to share this message because of what the Holy Spirit told me.
That is awesome. You are fantastic. Fit Through Faith. We'll also put this information on our show page. Charlie, I want to thank you for being a special guest. We really appreciate your information, your tips, and we're going to be empowered this, not only this holiday season, but we're going to carry it into 2018.
Awesome.
Set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m.